This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is. You kind of already knew this before we even started this thing. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Today is Friday, March the 22nd of 2024, day 82 of the year, and only 284 days left to go. So I hope everything is grand where you're at. Anyways, we are broadcasting. Are you ready for this? From Waco, Texas. Yes, we are coming to you from Waco, Texas. Yes, that's exactly where I'm coming to you from. Would love to tell you that I'm in the Safety FM studios, but I would be lying to you. So we are doing the stuff there in the multiverse known as Safety FM and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, so hanging out with our friends in Radio Big as we get to do all the stuff. So we are definitely not coming to you from the studio today. That's why you hear all the lovely reverb going on inside of the world. So Freeform Friday. So what happens today is the following. We talk a little bit about everything that we did not get to catch on during the week. That's the first thing. The other side of the equation is going to be the following. There will be no video aspect to this thing today. So if you are hanging out on any of the video platforms waiting for something to happen, it ain't happening today, that's for sure. So with that being said, keep that in mind. So we will go through the whole multiverse of things to talk about as we are hanging out, but we will give you everything that we have because that is what we get to do. So Freeform Friday, you get to interact with us if you want to do that. You get to go to callinradio.com if you're so encouraged to do so. You go in there and you do anything that you want to do, video, audio, or text messaging, and that will get you into our lovely little system there, and somebody will answer the phone or say, give you some kind of dialogue saying,
"Hello, how are you?"
and then get everything moving from that particular point right there, so don't worry about that. So with that being said, why don't we do this real quick and talk about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends, officers in Idaho recaptured an escaped convict and an unexpected suspect behind a murder hit is revealed. Let's see. Choi Ohtani kept a crook too close. And Sheena Shea dishes out the notorious Randy Singer. So take a listen to that. Also, the cast of an animated The Cat in the Hat comes together. And David Schwimmer joins the remake of a childhood classic. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. Also, cultural warriors come for Kim Kardashian in the latest moneymake project of the Kardashians. And believe it or not, Princess Kate has been hard at work. Details about that as we get into some of the conversation about what the hell's going on with the Royals. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on in a very short period of time of things to talk about and things to do. No doubt there whatsoever. So there you go. A lot of information, short period of time for us to talk about. So where do you want to start? Well, we can start with anything. We can start with anything that's going on inside of the world in the news. That is for sure. Because on a Freeform Friday, we got to do a little bit of everything. So with that being said, why don't we go ahead and start doing this right away? And why don't we get into the world of the news? Because I think that that is going to be important.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Mayfield. The House will vote on a $1.2 trillion government spending package Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says he expects a substantial majority of Democrats to vote in favor of the bill. Most Republicans are expected to back the legislation as well, despite a group of conservative members who want to roll back spending. The Senate is expected to pass the legislation before the Friday night deadline. The deal would fund the government through the end of the fiscal year. House Speaker Mike Johnson plans to invite Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address Congress. Lisa Taylor reports.
Johnson told CNBC's Squawk Box on Thursday he would love for the Prime Minister to address a joint session of Congress and will extend the invitation. The move comes amid fallout from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's speech criticizing the Israeli leader's handling of the war in Gaza and calling for new elections in Israel. Schumer, in a statement, said he would always welcome the opportunity for Netanyahu to speak to Congress in a bipartisan way. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The Justice Department is suing tech giant Apple for allegedly violating antitrust laws. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the lawsuit Thursday.
As our complaint alleges, Apple has maintained monopoly power in the smartphone market, not simply by staying ahead of the competition on the merits, but by violating federal antitrust law.
The lawsuit, filed along with 16 state and district attorneys general, claims Apple has monopolized the smartphone market by blocking competitors from accessing hardware and software features of the iPhone. Attorney General Garland said if left unchallenged, Apple will only continue to strengthen its smartphone monopoly. Apple pushed back in a statement claiming the lawsuit is wrong on the facts and the law. In a major upset highlighted day one of the NCAA men's basketball tournament, number 3 Kentucky was stunned by 14th-seeded Oakland 80-76 in the South region. The first round continues on Friday with 16 games on the schedule. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
The U.S. is pushing for a ceasefire agreement in the Israel-Hamas war. While speaking from Cairo, Egypt, Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters a proposal for a ceasefire with the release of hostages held by Hamas is on the table.
The ceasefire that we're working on would be the best, most immediate way to enable us to surge humanitarian assistance.
He added that Hamas has responded to that deal and gaps in negotiations are narrowing. The plan includes surging humanitarian aid into Gaza. Blinken set to visit Israel on Friday. A second flight of American citizens fleeing Haiti has reached the United States safely. On Thursday, a flight evacuating 80 Americans landed in Miami. The State Department has encouraged all U.S. citizens to leave Haiti as political unrest and gang violence escalates. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez says he will not be running for re-election as a Democrat ahead of Monday's primary filing deadline. Lisa G. reports.
In a 9-minute video, Menendez teased he'd seek re-election if he's exonerated from federal bribery charges.
I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
Menendez added that he's disappointed at what he called were false accusations against him and asked New Jerseyans to withhold judgment until justice takes place. Prosecutors say the senator conspired with his wife and another person to act as an agent of Egypt in exchange for bribe payments. Both he and his wife have pled not guilty in the case. Lisa G., New Jersey.
And a man is recovering and said to be doing well after receiving a kidney transplant from a pig. Massachusetts surgeons are calling Rick Slayman a real hero for agreeing to try the groundbreaking operation this week. Slayman had a previously failed human kidney transplant. There is currently a massive shortage of human donor organs, and researchers hope that animal donors may help in the future. The pig kidney that doctors used was genetically modified to reduce the risk of rejection. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at MobileMobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Okay, there you go. It seems like some self-implosion's always important when we're hanging out in regards of doing the things that we get to do here on the Rated R Safety Show. Let's see, currently 14 minutes past the top of the hour as we are getting to do our thingo. No doubt about that. Anyways, among the sentencing documents for the court that has received ahead of the next week's hearings for Sam Bankman-Fried is the letter of the CEO, John John Ray III. Ray was appointed manager of FTX by SBF, who stepped down, and the company prepared for the next steps. Ray is the same guy who managed to wind down on Enron more than two decades ago. The letter Ray pushes back of the 5 to 7 year sentences for his own attorney asked for, writing, "Mr. Bankman-Fried continues to live the life of a disillusioned," Ray wrote. "The business that he left in November 11th of 2022 has neither solvent nor safe. Sentencing is scheduled for next Thursday." So we'll take a look there on exactly what is going on. Also, in some other news, the Department of Justice has slapped Apple with a massive antitrust lawsuit that accuses the tech giant of protecting its monopoly power in the ecosystem of proprietary smartphones, wearable devices, and the apps. The suit alleges that Apple's business practices violate antitrust laws and drive the prices for consumers. The suit also specifically seeks to stop Apple's practice of changing the color of text messages from non-iPhone users to the green bubble instead of blue, among the other grievances. Hold on. So this is an actual point of people being upset in regards of what color the actual bubble is. Okay, I guess things get sometimes stranger than fiction when it comes to that. In a statement, Apple essentially argues that the cost of providing a seamless and excellent user experience across its apps and hardware requires the company to carefully safeguard the tech ecosystem from top to bottom. I mean, this is according to some morning news stuff. I mean, I look at this from a perspective and go, okay, I know that I'm not supposed to go into some weird things here, but man, think about that for a moment. Your main complaint about Apple is that they are protecting the way that they do their system. And this is an area of complaint. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. It seems almost silly that this would be an area that somebody would complain about.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, a trio of bank robbers aged 11, 12, and 16, dubbed the Little Rascals, have been caught by officials in Texas after two of their parents turned them in. The hoodlums entered the Wells Fargo on March the 13th when one of them passed a note to the teller, who quickly handed over the undisclosed wad of cash. A few days later, after the FBI circulated the camera photos, two different parents alerted authorities that they recognized their kids. The third was arrested in a separate incident. This is according to ABC 13. So let's talk about this real quick. So you have an 11, 12, and a 16-year-old who rob a bank. Like, who comes up with this idea at the age of 16 and says, hey, this is a good idea real quick. Let's go ahead and rob this thing and see exactly what happens. Sometimes life is stranger than fiction when it is all said and done, when you start thinking about it. Anyways, law enforcement in Idaho recovered an escaped convict and his accomplice on Thursday hours after three officers were shot during a coordinated escape attack early yesterday morning. Earlier in the week, the convict, Skylar Miad, was transported from the maximum security facility to a nearby hospital after an unidentified self-harm incident. Then early Thursday morning, while leaving the hospital to return to prison, the gunman opened fire on Mead security escort. Mead and the shooter managed to escape while at least two officers were shot in the crossfire. A responding officer was shot after being mistaken for an arrested accomplice. All three are expected to survive. Police say that they found the suspect following the car chase. They also believe that it's connected to two homicides in North Idaho earlier on Thursday. The alleged gunman who opened fire on the police apparently spent time in prison with Mead for about 3 years. This is according to KTVB and CNN. So let me ask a strange question here. Who in the hell knew that there was so much action going on inside of Idaho? I mean, I would have never guessed this in regards of all the stuff going on in Idaho, in regards of so much violence. Not a thing I would have thought about, that is for sure. Just some things that I give some equation to. That's a very weird thing. Never would have guessed that coming out of there.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, so there you go. A Los Angeles area man has been arrested for hiring a hitman to kill his daughter's boyfriend. And get this, the very protective dad is a pastor. The victim did end up with a multiple gunshot wounds, but survived a drive-by attempt in October. The ensuing investigation revealed that the murder for hire plot, no word yet on the motive for hiring out for the murder. This is according to CBS Los Angeles. So think about this. The dude's a pastor and all of a sudden says, yeah, I don't like my daughter's boyfriend. So instead of doing anything else, I'm just going to go ahead and have him killed. I mean, what kind of a weird world do we live in? Anyways, who even knows? Let's get some Erin Royale inside of here and let her do her thing. Let her talk about what's going on with the money matters.
Several states are joining the Department of Justice's lawsuit against Apple. Natalie Migliori reports.
16 states are echoing U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland's claims that the tech company held up improvements for millions of customers while blocking competitors from having any real chance of success.
Consumers should not have to pay higher prices because companies break the law.
New Jersey AG Matthew Platkin says customers are being forced to pay for lesser quality products since Apple has managed to infiltrate several markets, including smartphones, apps, payment systems, and smartwatches. Apple has pushed back in a statement claiming the lawsuit is wrong on the facts and the law. I'm Natalie Migliori.
The House has passed a bill to ban data brokers from selling Americans' personal information to foreign adversaries, countries like China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. Silvana Anau has more.
Those data brokers could face penalties from the Federal Trade Commission if they're found to have sold sensitive information, such as a person's location or health data. Lawmakers hope this measure, along with a bill passed last week that could ultimately ban TikTok in the U.S., will protect internet users and national security.
President Biden is canceling nearly $6 billion in student loan debt for about 78,000 public service workers. Michael Kastner reports.
The White House says workers, including teachers, nurses, and firefighters, will be getting the debt relief through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Those getting the debt relief will receive an email signed by President Biden saying they're on track to get student loan forgiveness in less than a year. The White House says so far the Biden administration has canceled student debt for over 870,000 public workers. I'm Michael Kastner.
Amazon and other retailers are under investigation by the FCC for the alleged sale of wireless signal jammers. Those are devices that block or disrupt signals used by electronics like cell phones and GPS units, and they are illegal to sell in the U.S. Consumer and Business News, Erin Royale, NBC News Radio.
Okay, so let's talk about that real quick. The illegal wireless jammers. Can I ask a strange question? Have you been to Target? Yeah, you know the store. Have you ever had that weird feeling that why is it that your phone doesn't work in the majority of Targets? Do you believe that they use some kind of signal jammer? I'm just asking the question because I always go into Target and have the hardest time with whatever phone service provider I have in regards to getting my phone to work. And I never have understood that. I would love to have a better explanation of it. Anyways, the Dow increased by 269 points. Yesterday to close at 39,781. The S&P increased by 16 points to close at 5,241. And the NASDAQ increased by 32 points to close at 16,401. West Texas Intermediate closed at $80 a barrel and Brent crude was at $85 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.52 on Thursday. And Bitcoin was down by 3.4% on Thursday, trading just around $65,500. There was more than 2,850 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Thursday and about 90 such cancellation. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $977 million. That's the jackpot or a $460 million cash payout. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $750 million jackpot or a $357.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. No doubt about that. I mean, not like you never had the opportunity to do so. You just have a better opportunity to do so now. Anyways, a gunman opened fire in Tompkins Square Park in the East Village in New York for the second time this week. Lisa Salvatore has more.
Police say it happened Thursday at around noon. No one was hurt in this latest incident. Cops say the shooter was dressed in all black, wearing a ski mask, and fled on a city bike. Less than a week ago, a woman was shot in the hip and a man was shot in the butt buttocks by a masked gunman also dressed in black. Police believe the same man may be behind both shootings. Lisa Salvati, NBC News Radio, New York.
How does some dude randomly get shot in the butt with this going on? Kind of a weird time. Anyways, take a listen to this. Hollywood Boulevard is getting $8 million in pedestrian safety upgrades. Claire Eberry with the Los Angeles Department of Transportation discussed the plan on Thursday.
This plan takes a holistic approach to deliver a Hollywood Boulevard that is worthy of its famous namesake, and it's a testament to what we can achieve when we work together as partners.
The upgrade includes wider sidewalks, bus lines, and protected bike lanes. It follows the 56 deaths and from 53 crashes along Hollywood Boulevard in the past decade. Most of the people who died were walking or biking when they were hit by vehicles. The project cost Hollywood, $216 parking spots. It's expected to be completed by the first half of 2025. L.A. City Councilwoman Hugo Soto Martinez says that he experienced the dangers of Hollywood Boulevard traffic firsthand.
If you're like me, you walk around the city, you bike around the city, I even skateboard around the city, but we know that the streets oftentimes can be very dangerous.
I think that's streets anywhere. I mean, wouldn't that be the case? I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, take a listen to this one. A Howard County community is mourning for the loss of a 15-year-old girl who died in her townhouse fire. Katie Chase was unable to escape the blaze of the Shellflower Lane in Columbia on Wednesday night, where she was found dead inside of the home. This is coming out of Columbia, Maryland.
Really devastating.
There are no words that you can really say, and really just pray.
The whole neighborhood's really struggling.
And Katie was a sophomore and a member of the marching band in Wild Lake High School, where the principal sent a letter to the school community letting them know about the tragedy. The principal says that student service staff and a school system crisis intervention team are available for those who need support. Funeral arrangements have yet to been announced. Investigations have determined that the cause of the fire was accidental, but there are no further information readily available. So there you go. Take a listen to this one coming out of Maryland as well. A former teacher at St. Mary's High School in Annapolis faces 16 counts of possession of child pornography. Police began investigating the 26-year-old Michael Hipslop in January after the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children identified an account that was uploading child porn in the internet.
They conducted a search warrant and were able to locate multiple devices that contained child pornographic images.
Police say that no indication that any of the child victims are from the community. St. Mary's is a Catholic school under the Archdiocese of Baltimore, and Hislop was hired in January of 2022 after through screening and background checks. He was fired in February after officials learned of the investigation. Hislop is scheduled to appear in court on May the 14th. Police don't believe that any children from the school were involved.
There are no child victims here in our community that were part of this investigation whatsoever.
The students were shocked to hear about the arrest.
Seemed pretty normal, like nothing out of the ordinary.
So some interesting information for sure coming out of there. Take a listen to this one coming out of the Bronx, New York. Police are investigating after the body of a 70-year-old woman was found in a garbage bag at an apartment complex building in the Bronx. More from Lisa Salvatore.
Cops say they were called to the building on Grand Concourse near East 140th Street in Mott Haven for a wellness check Thursday afternoon. When they got there, they found the woman unconscious and unresponsive in a garbage bag. No word yet on how she died. Four people were taken into custody and charges are pending. Lisa Salvati, NBC News Radio, New York.
Okay, thank you very much for that one. Take a listen to this. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is urging the Sixth Court of Appeals in Cincinnati to return the lawsuit over the Enbridge Energy Line 5 oil pipeline to the state court from federal court.
This is a violation of public trust. It's a public nuisance. It violates the Michigan Environmental Protection Act. Those are all state laws.
She made the case yesterday in Ohio and says that the 70-year-old pipeline needs to be shut down. Also, she reached the argument that former Governor Rick Snyder to build a tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac for the dual pipeline and move from the leaked labeled under the Mackinac Bridge. But Governor Gretchen Whitmer objected the deal. Michigan Attorney also General also said that Dana Nessel says that the legal fight over the live pipeline is a state issue, not a federal one.
And in the event that we're not successful, I don't know what the point is of us having state courts and state laws in the first place if everything could just be litigated in federal court instead.
So very interesting times, not a doubt about that. Anyways, coming out of Oxford, Michigan, parents of the Oxford High School students expressed their frustration with the school district at last night's school board meeting. It comes after the Oakland County Prosecutor's Office released an agreement called proffer letter with former dean of students Nick Ajak and the high school counselor Sean Hopkins.
On January 5th, 2022, just 36 days from the tragedy, Ajak and Hopkins were signing proffer letters with the Oakland County prosecutor. And while it did not officially promise anything, the action speaks volumes.
The Oxford parents believe that Daniel Kroskitek, those letters made it clear that the two would get credit for cooperating and being truthful if they would be charged and were not immunity agreements. Parents said that they are tired of the district not being transparent in the November 2021 shooting that killed four and injured seven. Renee Upham was among the Oxford parents upset with the school board.
You have refused to hold people accountable and let them go. You have refused to show transparency, and you went kicking and screaming into an investigation that you didn't even want to have. You have shouted down kids at board meetings. I was there. You have treated families shabbily.
Very interesting times for sure coming out of Michigan, no doubt about that. Take a listen to this. The oldest Polish hall in the U.S. coming out of Grand Rapids is getting some needed repairs on the west side of the Grand Rapids. Joe Hott, the office manager for Vanderland Home Improvement, which is doing the roof work. Take a listen.
It's needed attention, and this is just going to give it a whole different look. It's going to make it up to date.
Crews finished installing a new roof on the Jackson Street Hall yesterday, and new windows and siding are next. The 135-year-old hall nearly shut down earlier last year when there was a 31 cents in the bank account, and the new board took over. The restoration project is expected to be completed in a few months. Vanderland Home Improvement Vice President Eric Grasmid is pleased with their work on the Jackson Street Hall. Take a listen.
So it's just to rebuild little by little here, and just to play a small part of that is really rewarding.
Well, I mean, I have to tell you, if somebody was doing some repair stuff and they weren't very excited about what they were doing, I would have probably some level of concerns. There is no doubt about that. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, and it is Freeform Friday, so let's do this.
Here is the news on the Rosen & Hart Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The United Nations Security Council is expected to vote later on a US-drafted resolution urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. It comes as US Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues to insist negotiators can still reach a deal for a truce between Hamas and Israel. EU leaders have also called for an immediate humanitarian pause, which they hope will lead to a sustainable ceasefire in Gaza. World Affairs editor of The Guardian, Julian Borgia, says it is a fresh stance from America.
It's a change of language, but it's not a complete break from Washington's previous position that a ceasefire has to be linked to a hostage deal. The Biden administration is still putting their faith in a hostage deal being negotiated in Doha, and you've got the CIA and Mossad chiefs flying in to try and help clinch that. But the question is, you know, if that fails, what is the US going to do? Is it going to continue to make this linkage?
Indian opposition leaders say the arrest of Delhi's chief minister is politically motivated. Arvind Kejriwal, one of India's main opposition leaders, was arrested by India's Financial Crimes Investigative Agency over corruption charges in a liquor policy case that allegedly benefited private retailers. His party's called for a nationwide protest. Priyata Brajabasi reports from New Delhi.
Mr. Kejriwal's arrest came after he missed at least 9 summons by the Enforcement Directorate in this case. The Enforcement Directorate has reportedly named him a conspirator in this case, and he is likely to appear before a court where his charges would be made public. Now, his government is saying that Mr. Kejriwal will remain the Chief Minister of the state. They've also requested an urgent hearing in the Supreme Court against his arrest.
The United Nations humanitarian coordinator in Haiti is warning that without more money, aid in the country will be at risk. From Port-au-Prince, Ulrika Richardson said it would be a catastrophe if the international body was unable to hand out meals to Haitians. It comes as foreign nationals continue to be evacuated from the country as violence rips through the capital. Sally Patterson reports.
$674 million US dollars is how much the United Nations says it needs to support Haitians this year. But it's only raised 6.5% of that so far. The UN's humanitarian coordinator in Haiti, Ulrika Richardson, calls that very meagre. She warns 5.5 million people, including 3 million children, are in need of humanitarian assistance.
A Rwandan-born man's been arrested in the US, accused of concealing his involvement in Rwanda's 1994 genocide. Eric Tabaro Nshimiye's lived in Ohio since 1995 and has previously denied participating in the genocide. From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. One of Britain's most unchanged institutions has been buffeted this week by criticism. The Garrick Club has been open for business in London since 1831. And despite the march of time, membership is still only available to men. No women are allowed, and several efforts to prise the club's corridors open to everyone, regardless of gender, have failed. This week, The Guardian revealed the names of scores of prominent figures who are members of the club, including senior members of the government, the civil service, and the world of the arts and justice. Amelia Gentleman reported the story for the newspaper.
The reason why there's an interest in senior civil servants and senior politicians and senior leaders of publicly funded arts institutions in being a member of the Garrick is because of the concentration of power that there still is in this club. And the point that it's kind of just raises questions about a commitment that all of these politicians and leaders of arts institutions are making towards equality and diversity in their public-facing roles, which isn't then extended to their discriminatory membership of a club that excludes women members.
And since her story was published, several senior figures have resigned from the Garrick, though others are standing firm. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the UN Security Council is expected to vote later on a US-drafted resolution urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Indian opposition leaders say the arrest of Delhi's chief minister is politically motivated. The United Nations humanitarian coordinator in Haiti is warning that without more money, aid in the country will be at risk. And a Rwandan-born man has been arrested in the US, accused of concealing his involvement in the 1994 genocide. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. I know you won't, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, and proud aunt. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing. But not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. 1 in 6. That little girl sitting alone at the playground, she can't play like the other kids. She doesn't have the energy because she's hungry. School lunch will be her only meal today. It breaks my heart that this is the reality in our country, but it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. This food is then provided to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about using your imagination, learning, and having fun. These children shouldn't have to miss out on simply being a kid because they're hungry. To find out how you can help end childhood hunger in your community, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Cause I unleashed, I'm a beast, got the whole crowd. Party, make a scene, gonna get loud. Real proud, show my teeth. Go wild, like an animal.
Go!
machine working every day the hardest, the hardest. Superhuman vision, got my eyes on the target.
Okay, here we are. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show, no doubt about that. We are still doing our thing, though, that is for sure, coming to you on this lovely Friday morning, Freeform Friday. Okay, so let's go ahead and do this and talk a little bit about what's going on. This is Alina Cross. This one's called Like an Animal, just in case you haven't figured that out. Okay, so we're getting to do our thing. This song's readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. If you want to give it a little download-y-outy action or do a little streamer stuff, no doubt about that. So there you go, Like an Animal. Anyways, like we always say, we love us some new music around here. So, yeah, we are still doing our Freeform Friday stuff. Man, the amount of people coming in saying, how are you not in Orlando? It's kind of the fun part this morning. That's why no video captivity. But we're going to see some more on the road stuff this year. There is no doubt about that. Okay, so thank you very much to Alina Cross for this one. No doubt about that. We are still having all kinds of fun as we are hanging out on this lovely Friday. No doubt about that. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms, and that will get everything moving and grooving for you. No doubt about that. So there you go. Let's talk about some things that are going on inside of the box office. Some new movies coming out today. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. When the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes the evil force, Ghostbusters new and old must join to protect their home and save the world from the second ice age. That comes out today, PG-13. Immaculate Rated R, Cecilia is welcomed into the seemingly dialectic Italian covenant, but when she learns that she is also the miraculous with child, she becomes the central figure of something dark and sinister. That one's starring Sydney Sweeney, and it comes out today. It's rated R. Luca, an Italian Riviera, an unlikely but strong friendship that grows between human being and sea monster, distinguished as a human. That comes out today. Wasn't this already out? Anyways, it's an anime. It's a re-release. Yeah, that's out today. And Roadhouse comes out today. Roadhouse. Yeah. So if you are an Amazon Prime person, it also premiered last night. Ex-UFC fighter Dalton takes a job as a bouncer at the Florida Keys and the Roadhouse, only to discover that his paradise is not what all it seems. Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor on that one. That one comes out today. That one's rated R for sure. So if you are a Prime member, I guess that is one of those things that you get to move forward with if you're so inclined to do so. I don't know. Are you a Prime member? And I know that Prime recently had announced that they're adding commercials to their stuff. I still have not. I don't think I've watched anything since their commercial interaction in regards of adding that stuff. So it's always interesting when some of these companies start adding weird stuff out of the blue. I like that. But hey, everybody needs to do their own thing on however they're going to make money. And if ads the way, there you go. Anyways, let's talk about this. If you're one of those drivers who experience an anxious moment of or should I stay or should I go when you come upon an amber light, when you'll be interested in this. Traffic experts in North Carolina State University state that it would be a good idea to add a fourth white colored traffic signal to the classic red, yellow, green pattern. Why? Well, the number of reasons. After conducting a number of tests, study authors say that adding a fourth white light traffic signal would shorten wait times for pedestrians and improve the traffic flow cars overall. The fourth traffic signal, called the white phase, would take advantage of increasingly popular autonomous vehicle ability to communicate wirelessly with each other and other computer controls to traffic signals with enough AVS approach in an intersection with that would activate the white light. The white lights tell the human drivers that it's simple to follow the car in front of them by signaling the AVs and coordinating with the movement that facilitate efficient traffic flow through the intersection. So maybe the main problem with driving in traffic today is that we all tend to simply allow the car in front of us no matter what, with the lights telling us what exactly is going on. And at night, the white lights would signal there's a motorcycle ahead right for me. So, I mean, I don't know. Just some things to think about. You know, I think it's interesting as we start getting into some of this autonomous vehicle stuff that we're talking about here and how you would need to add this. There are certain places that I've been to that what they do is they have incorporated a white light around the traffic signals, meaning for each individual one. So the red has a white around it, the yellow has some white around it, and the green has some white around it. And what it has is we'll say it's a flashing white to let you know how long that white has been there before it is going to, I guess, to some extent flash out to go to the next thing. I guess that would be a different approach on something to take a look at, if that would be a way to incline and move that general direction. Just some thought process. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's correct. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's wrong. It's just a thought overall in exactly what is going on. What do you think? Do you think that would work in your neck of the woods? Or no way, Jose? I'm just asking. Anyways, take a listen to this. Almost half of prisoners in the U.S. are located in downstream from water sources that are likely to contain cancer-linked forever chemicals, Mark Mayfield explains.
That's according to a new study published in the American Journal of Public Health. Insufficient water quality testing around prisons means officials have only found that 5% of prisons are located in places that definitively contain the toxic compounds. But 47% have at least one presumptive source of pollution in their boundaries. Even within the 5% that definitely contain toxic chemicals, those facilities house tens of thousands of people affected by the water. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Okay, thank you, Mark Mayfield, for that information right there. Take a listen to this coming out of Ventura, California. Ventura police are trying to track down a man who broke into a home that was being tended by fumigation. Daniel Martindale has more.
The break-in happened last Wednesday during early morning hours. Police say the guy cut the fumigation tent, took off a window screen, then got into the house through an unlocked window. He left with several pieces of jewelry and a computer. I'm Daniel Martindale.
I never understood that whole tenting thing, but, you know, I guess it happens. Take a listen to this one. This one's coming out of Santa Ana, California. Authorities in Orange County are on the hunt for convicted murderer who walked away from a halfway house, Daniel Martindale reports.
The Orange County District Attorney's Office says this is the third time 20-year-old Ike Souser has escaped from custody. Souser, who stabbed his mother to death when he was 13 years old, is considered extremely dangerous and violent. On Wednesday, Souser pleaded guilty to one count of felony vandalism, then checked into a halfway house, but a short time later he left and never returned. He also failed to check in with his probation officer. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Okay, thank you, Daniel Martindale, for that. Let's see something, if we can do something a little bit more positive, and let's bring in some John Smalls for a Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Taylor. Ray Goforth said, "There are two types of people who will tell you that you cannot make a difference in this world. Those who are afraid to try and those who are afraid you will succeed." What a cool quote. I'll tell you, I've actually worked with people who live in each of these camps. I've always been fueled by the naysayers. When somebody tells me I can't do something, I find a way to do it. When somebody tells me it's impossible, I search for a way to make it possible. I'm not really sure why this has always been a part of me, but it's ingrained in my soul for some reason. More than once, it's become an absolute obsession, which I will warn against. But don't let anyone stop you.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
The number of people using Oregon's Death with Dignity Act increased 20% last year. The Oregon Health Authority says the number of prescriptions increased 29% to 560, and that 367 people used the medication to die. Oregon's law changed in 2023, removing the state residency requirement. At least 23 non-resident deaths were reported, but the number could be higher because the state can't track out-of-state residents who get the meds and then leave the state to use them. A survey commissioned by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts found that health care costs are affecting many of the state's residents. 4 in 10 people are delaying a doctor's visit or delaying a trip to the hospital because of copay costs. Experts warn of the possible serious consequences of delaying needed medical attention. Health Update, Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Now that I have reached the autumn of my life, I find myself thinking about the people I've met and the stories they have shared. They come from all walks of life and from various parts of the country. Some are nationally known figures, but most are just ordinary people like you and me. They all have at least one thing in common. With God's help, they have overcome the worst life could throw at them. There's much we can learn from them, but if it were reduced to a single axiom, I believe it would be this: have faith in God. Lord, we trust you. Help us to trust you more. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. Say Rated R Safety Show. Let's see. We have very few minutes left. 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this day. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei refuses American COVID-19 help, calling the virus a conspiracy theory that was manufactured by the U.S. On this day, Iran reported 1,500 deaths and the fourth highest in the world at the time. This was back in 2020. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Noah Lalande turns 26. Nick Robertson, 29. J.J. Watt, 35. Dave Pontonet turns 47. Reese Witherspoon turns 48. Keegan Michael Key turns 53. Rick Harrison, 59. Matthew Modine, 65. Andrew Lloyd Webber turns 76. James Patterson turns 77. And William Shatner, you ready for this? He turns 93 today. So there you go. If you're looking at some days of the year to, celebrate, it's World Day, Water Day, National Goof Off Day, As Young As You Feel Day, and Bavarian Crepes Day. Yeah, that's a day to celebrate, Bavarian Crepes Day. So there you go, some stuff to talk about, no doubt about that. What else do we got? Let's talk, let me give you this one, because I think that we need to do this. Let's talk real quick about. Oh, there you go. If you need a random joke for today, well, I always have one of those, because I think that those are important to have. It's not even a hot mess anymore. It's just a mess at room temperature. If you need a phone starter today, try this. What did you eat so much of that now you hate it? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this one. A survey showed that 2/3 of people who use these are women. What are they? Contact lenses. That would have not been a thing that I would have defaulted to, that it's a mostly women use product. That is for sure. Anyway, so thanks for hanging out with me, coming to you from Waco, Texas. That has been some fun times in regards to doing so. We will be on the road early part of next week as well, so don't go too far away, as we get to do all of the stuff that we get to do around here, because it's always a fun time as you and I get to hang out, no doubt about that. So with that being said, at the top of the hour, we will be going over to Radio Big exclusively, doing the stuff of entertainment, music, and news, if you want to come over there. If you don't, that's perfectly fine, too. No harm, no foul. If you stay on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting that we'll be having on Safety FM. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it doesn't make a lot of sense to do what we do around here, that is for sure. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
I'm a machine working every day the hardest. Superhuman vision, got my eyes on the target.